AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. New York and Illinois among the states lifting mask mandates as coronavirus cases continue to fall. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says starting tomorrow, a mask will not be required at an indoor business.
I believe this has made a huge difference, and it gives also patrons of businesses the comfort to know that they are safe when they went into these stores during our most vulnerable time when we saw those numbers literally off the charts. And now those numbers are coming down.
Truckers and their big rigs still protesting in Ottawa, Canada, as well as critical border crossings into the U.S., including the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit to Windsor, Ontario, and carries a third of all trade goods between the two countries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We support peaceful protest, but we have concerns when those protests turn violent. And certainly I think it's important for everyone in Canada and the United States to understand what the impact of this blockage is, potential impact on workers, on the supply chain, and that is where we are most focused.
Canadian trucker Paul Cox is in the backup in the U.S.
They're saying it's 5 to 6 hours to cross, but I'm not really sure that the blockade is justified. I have different feelings either way. I think there's a lot more issues that they need to be dealing with.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby says Russia is sending more troops near the Ukraine border regarding U.S. troop movements in Europe.
We're trying to be very deliberate, and again, I would just beg your understanding of that.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot subpoenaed former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, an ally of former President Donald Trump, who promoted false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. At the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says diversity as a value has made the league stronger, and they are not doing a good enough job by increasing in diversity at high-ranking positions on the teams. This is AP News. A parent in the college bribery scandal is sentenced to a year in federal prison. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
One of just two parents to go to trial in the college admissions bribery scandal was sentenced to 1 year and one day in federal prison Wednesday. It was the stiffest sentence handed down so far. 65-year-old Las Vegas resident Gamal Abdelaziz, a former casino executive, was convicted in October of fraud and bribery conspiracy. Prosecutors said Abdelaziz paid $300,000 to get his daughter into the University of Southern California as a basketball recruit, even though she didn't make her high school's varsity team.
The U.S. has a second shot at gold in the Beijing Winter Olympics. Nathan Chen leads the field heading into the free skate final tonight in men's figure skating. Earlier today, Lindsay Jacobellis, at 36, is the oldest woman to win gold with her victory in the women's snowboard cross. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.